This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Bride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you here from New Griffin Park. Final whistle in the League Cup. Some people call it the Caribou Cup, call it the League Cup, and it's Brentford 3, Forest Green Rovers 1. And I have to say, it is a game of two halves, most definitely. It wasn't looking too clever in the first half. Brentford were looking a little bit dicey, it has to be said, in the first half, but they brought the big guns on in the second half, turned it around, and in the end we got the result we wanted. Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed the second half very much. First half, the players didn't know what they were doing, the fans didn't know what they were doing, we didn't know whether to stand, sit down, people were queuing up outside for most of it. Coming, some people came in pretty much just as half time was drawing up, so it was a bit ridiculous, the whole thing. But second half, we made a couple of really astute substitutions, the whole game changed. Onyeka came on, the midfield just started ticking over really nicely then, and the whole thing just improved. Got the fans got a bit onside as well. You know, we started singing more, and it kind of all fed back into the team. So, yeah, second half, the substitutions, Sergi, Bramo, looked really good. Just really worried about what happened in the last minute with Pinnock going off injured. I hope it's nothing, but that's a bit of a worry.
Listen, it's more noise that the crowd's made all day to me, God, isn't it? It's been a bit of a weird one here because, as I said, as I've said, people didn't know where to sit, didn't know where to stand. People telling people to sit down, stand up, stewards in your way. Very, very strange. But anyway, did you enjoy this? Did you enjoy this?
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. Credit where it's due. First half, I thought Forest Green were fantastic. Came with a plan and played really well. But as soon as we built on the big guns, it was easy doings, really. As soon as that second went in, they didn't really pose any threat, but a good performance in the second half.
Yeah, Forest Green, they gave us a bit of a runaround in the first half, didn't they? I mean, we looked like all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, they were top class for a League Two side. You know, it must be that vegan diet. They look really good. They're running around. And a few of our players, I think, weren't really up for it. But, yeah, getting credits where it's due, but we came strong in the end. So, yeah.
Came strong in the end. I mean, it's interesting because Thomas Frank, very decisive today because we looked ill at sorts in the first half. Roslevin, again, not picking players out, but being able to say it, Roslevin's just not on his game. You know, also Mads Bistrup in the middle as well. I don't know, the energy wasn't there, the passing wasn't there. And at half time, Thomas Frank said, I've had enough of this. And he just changed it around and brought in a few big guns, didn't he?
He brought the big guns. I mean, a game of two halves, Billy. But at what cost? Going into Saturday now against Villa, we've seen Pinnock limp off. I just hope he's going to be fit. I would have liked to have seen the first team that he picked be good enough to do the business. But on what we saw in that first half, he had to make the changes. And as you say, once the big guns came on, we turned it on, the power was turned up, the volume went up, and they did the biz. But yeah, I don't know what really to add to that in regards to at what cost.
Does this mean that our squad isn't strong enough? Because sometimes we've made some substitutions and we thought that's great when people come off the bench, you know, we look, you know, they look like they've replaced the player on the bench. But today, was it the case that there were too many new players? I mean, we had, you know, the Fernandes character in goal. We had Risa, who scored a very good goal, you know, who stayed on for most of the match. You know, we had the Bidstrup. We had Roslev, who, you know, he comes in and out. We had sort of quite a lot of changes, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I mean, Risa kept at it and, yeah, he got a good goal and took his goal very, very well. Obviously, a lovely finish by Mbeumo when he came on. And Force worked hard all night and got his reward. But there were a few too many negatives in the first half to take to take too much out of the game. But that said, second half, confidence now built going into World Saturday, and it's all about Saturday now.
It's all about Saturday. So listen, there's a lot of happiness. I did say to you at half-time it's going to be a game of 2 hours, didn't I? And it certainly was, wasn't it?
It definitely was. It was a proverbial game of 2 hours. I thought the substitutions made a massive difference. I thought Iowa was excellent. I think Dom Tom at second half was absolutely superb. And Kanos' energy really, really helped us. Two great goals. The second goal was sublime. Three great goals. Second goal was sublime.
I've got to ask you, OK, we had to make the substitution, you think. Do you think, is it because we're not strong enough, or do you think the players were just not on the ball? Because there's that whole thing saying, OK, a lot of people are saying in the Premier League, our first team looks great, but after that, if we lose a few players, we might struggle. And do you think that that might have been the case looking at what we had out there today?
It's difficult to say, really. I think Forest Green were really fair play to them. They came here and they were really in our faces. And I think there were a lot of players there who wanted more time on the ball first half than they were going to give us. And I think it needed a little bit of experienced players to come in and take the space and find the space to move the ball a bit quicker. And that made a difference. I think the ability's there. I just think they just looked like 11 players who weren't used to playing together.
So, I mean, Pinnock, I didn't think he was going to start today. I was on two Forest Green podcasts. They said, is he going to play? I said, no way he's going to play. It's going to be all kids, it's going to be B team, it's going to be fringe players. Yeah. He played today, he was captain and he's limped off.
Yeah.
Do you think this could be a bad thing, or do you think it might be just been a precaution?
I'm hoping it's a precaution. I have no idea. Let's cross fingers, toes and everything else and hope it's a precaution, because he's a massive miss if he is out for a couple or more games.
Do you think that, you know, do you think that he needed to play, or do you think this was a bit of a, not vanity exercise, not the thing, but the club, but they were doing a bit of manners to Forest Green, making him play against his old side, because their fans were made up that he was playing today?
I don't know what was behind the decision. I think you have to have a certain number of experienced and first team players in there, and I suspect he may well have wanted to play as it was his old team. I don't know, but it's a worry that he limped off, for sure.
Well, enjoy your evening and see you. See you, Villa. Yeah. So, listen, game today. Do you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the game?
Not the first half. I thought it was really bad. But the second half was way, 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 way better.
What happened in the second half? What was the difference between the sides? Was it just, did you think it was a half-time talk from Frank? Was it the new players? What do you think it was?
I think it was the new players, because when Mbeumo came on, when Kanos when Onyeka came on, it just made the game so much better. We were much more energetic and we got the goals.
I mean, we had a few new players out there. We had Risa, who played. We got Fernandes, who played in goal as well. Anyone sort of kind of catch your eye?
I thought that Fernandes was quite good, considering he's never played for us before. He was quite good at saving the shots and passing out from the back.
Yeah. So listen, I mean, Aston Villa on Saturday. Fingers crossed we'll do the business, yeah?
Yeah, hope
so. Yeah, so listen, we're walking out the ground here now today. Stand up, sit down, stand up, lady. So listen, this game today, it was definitely a game of two halves. It was a game that, you know, I have to admit, I didn't particularly enjoy. You know, we got the result in the end, but it could have... It was
put this way, I was glad it was the League Cup game that this happened rather than maybe one of the league games.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think fair play to the crowd tonight as well. I know we had trouble getting in. There was some sort of nightmare with the turnstiles. A lot of fans didn't get in until 20 minutes into the game. I think that had an effect on the atmosphere in the first half. The team didn't play particularly well. They weren't set up to our strengths, and it took some of the first teamers to come on in the second period. You know, Waymo came on, made a huge difference. Canos came on, made a huge difference. I thought Halil was one of the ones from the first half that played particularly well. I thought, shame to see him go off. I'd like to see a little bit more of him. But yeah, a huge performance second half, and that's what was needed. We need this competition to blood the fringe players. That's why I was a little bit disappointed first half. I expected a lot more from those fringe players. Tonight's an opportunity to show what they're capable of doing, and I don't think many of them did do that. So yeah, it's all about the result, but really it actually was more than that. We needed the performance second half. We shouldn't have been behind to them, but hey, that's the way it goes. Pinnock cobbled off, looked like right at the very end. I hope that's not bad. I hope he's up at Villa. All in all, it ended positively, and I think the biggest plus of the night was the atmosphere for the fans created second half. I thought there was a turning point where everyone stood up, and it was a lot of standing up, too much standing up, people pushing past, and
you mean there was a lot of sitting down going on,
yeah,
rather than standing
well,
up?
Well, I had to stand up to let the people that were just moving backwards and forwards and sitting down. No, it was an odd one, but in the end, you know, we need to look at that. We'll have a podcast about that, I think, a separate one, but tonight, 3-1 to Brentford, get through to the second round. Bring it on. Need another run in this cup.
Okay, this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Forest Green, we dispatched as a crowd, we're singing the vegans because they've got a vegan ethos. There is no noise from the vegan boys and girls at all. You know, in the end, because, but to be fair play to them, 556 of them came down to New Griffin Park. They've seen our ground, they've blended to the pubs, they saw a game, and they're now going to go back home and they're going to go back at top of the league. So good luck to you, the Forest Green Rovers. But like I said, this is Pride of West London podcast. We're going to go to Villa on Saturday. I'm looking forward to going to Villa on the train very early. We're going to go down there, we're going to go to the pub, we're going to meet our Villa chums, we're going to probably going to get a few cocktails, and then we are going to see the Bees, hopefully maintain their unbeaten record, fingers crossed. And you say, as I was coming out of the stadium, you want to come and say, what do you say with the Villa? As you say,
come on
you
Bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.